Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, trashlings. Welcome back to another episode of Space Trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus. And I'm Sarah Arbor.
And I'm Molly Malshine. And Sarah, congratulations, it finally happened. We finally have a celebrity death that it's not inappropriate to cover the astrology of on the public pod.
Wow.
Usually Sarah is chomping at the bit to do death pods. And
truly,
I get it. It's fascinating. It's interesting. It's just simply also in poor taste a lot of the time.
What you listeners need to know is like Molly's actually like a really classy person.
I don't know if I'd go that
you
far.
Are. You're a classy person with integrity, and we all can learn a little something from you, except now we can do death.
Now we can do death because it's OJ, and who gives a shit? Boo, you suck, OJ. So we're going to talk about his chart, his death. Now, here is first thought. OJ Simpson.
Not a Jew.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
that
a
was
quote
really
from
funny.
Adam Sandler.
OJ Simpson, Gemini.
OJ Simpson. Not a Gemini.
But he's got to have some Gemini in his chart. He's a complete psycho. No offense.
He has some. Yeah, he does have some Gemini in his chart.
Aries. Stabbing is extremely Aries.
Nope.
Oh, my God. I'm shocked. Well, he lived a double life.
The chart might shock you. Yeah, the double life thing. He does have his North Node and his Mars and his Uranus all in the 10th house, the public house in Gemini. So he definitely is supposed to, like, you know.
He was destined to live a double life. Like, he might have started out pretty normal, but yeah. It was in his chart,
yes,
in his North Node, that he will one day live a double life and be a total psycho.
Yes, like, that we'll find out, like, another side of the story. And I also think that, like, you know, Mars in Gemini in the 10th house, it's, like, part of the way that that can express is as this, like, dual bodied nature, or like, you know, an impetus to do X, Y, and Z at the best of his ability, but then also the exact opposite at, you know, at the best of his ability. And then to even be able to in a trial, like, flip the jury to go in his way is very Mars and Gemini. Like, he can use like the story and the sort of theatrics in public to win. Also, Uranus at a very late degree of Gemini in the 10th house. It's like, killing your wife. If he did it, that is like a real, like, every picture that we had of him, the Naked Gun series, one of the greatest football players of all time. And then it's like, record scratch. Did you kill Nicole Brown Simpson, your beloved wife? Like, that is North Node, Mars, Uranus, and Gemini to a T.
Okay. What is his sun sign?
Orange juice. Just kidding. I don't know why I've been wanting to say that all day, but okay. Orange juice. OJ is a Cancer sun.
What?
Cancer Mancer with a Pisces moon.
What?
And he has his rising in Leo.
Cancer sun, Pisces moon, rising in Leo. Is that like really similar to our guest that we're having on next week for Chart Twins, Jeff Plate?
No.
Oh, I've learned nothing. Okay.
I mean, Jeff is a Pisces sun, OJ's a Pisces moon, but...
Right, but didn't he have Cancer and Leo in there? No, he didn't.
No, he was a Virgo. He's a Virgo Aries.
All right. Well, tell me more.
So I think what's interesting is that... Okay, so his sun and his moon are trine in water signs. You know that I love him. I date him. I'm the feminine expression of, but I do sometimes fear the Cancer Mancer. We all know this.
I know. And I don't really know any Cancer Mancers.
That's why you're well adjusted.
Yeah. Or I don't know any because I'm well adjusted.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Right. They didn't ruin me. I'm just not well adjusted to begin with. And therefore I attract them. But like OJ's sun in Cancer, moon in Pisces combination, that alone would shock me because it's like, oh, this is actually more of like a sensitive internal person. But if that Leo rising that actually is the, and is his Saturn is conjunct his Pluto also in Leo, but in his 12th house. So he does have a lot of Leo energy. The way that he presents his whole attitude, the way that he approaches the world is so Leo rising. It's so prideful. He's kind of just here to play and like he's going to charm your pants off even if he commits a heinous murder of his wife. Like he is, and he's going to like go hard on, I said what I said. I didn't, like, it's the most Leo rising thing to not only claim innocence in a court of law, use fashion to swing a jury in your favor. The glove doesn't fit. You must acquit. But right. Then afterwards to have the hubris to write a book as sordid and nasty as If I Did It, he is playing with the public. Leo rising, he is here to game and play. And the other thing about Leos is I stand by it. Aside from maybe Sagittarians, Leos are like the ultimate competitors. Like they're here to game. They're here to play. They're here to win. So I feel like in OJ's life, one of the underpinnings of his life in whole is like he was going to win whatever it was that he was doing. That's very Leo rising. What it's actually protecting him from is a very soft Cancer sun and Pisces moon. Cancer Mancers tend to be very jealous. They are very jealous. They're very possessive of the people in their lives. I mean, I'm a Cancer sun woman and like there's no ex that I am not still in relationship with in some way. Like, if I love you, I love you forever. And like, you will never like get out of my claws, my little Cancer claws. He's a Pisces moon. What people, I think, oftentimes overlook when it comes to Pisces moons, we can look to Kanye and Kim as very good examples, is that they're actually sort of isolationists in a way. So even if they are out there in the public doing these big public things, it's not something that in their personal life actually allows them, unless they are really, really safe enough perhaps to murder, that they're going to actually let you in. Like there's a very isolated quality to Pisces moons because they're kind of in their own worlds, they're kind of in their own heads. They live in a world of fantasy and delulu in many ways. And unless somebody's on the same, like I do think like the downfall of Cancer and Kim, I think the downfall of Kanye and Kim, aside from being obviously about porn, is that like when their visions of the fantasy of their lives changed, they no longer could connect because both of their distinct fantasies just didn't even interact with the others at all.
Yeah. I agree completely. I think, yeah, you're making a really good case for why no one should ever date a Cancer Mancer. The thing about OJ is obviously he was acquitted. But even if he didn't murder his ex-wife, he definitely abused her for 15 years straight, which is bad enough, you know? And that's what is really, I think, gets lost a lot of the time when people are talking about whether he did it or not, because it's like his abuse of her was so textbook, and all of the systems that are in place that are supposed to protect women from this failed in such a textbook way that what this should be a story of is not a celebrity got out of something because he's a celebrity. It's really that men get out of this all the time.
All the time, yeah.
It is so hard to throw a man in jail for hurting a woman.
Yeah.
It's really hard. It's really hard to get a restraining order renewed against someone who hit you. If they didn't hit you again, the judge is basically going to be like, oh, well, they didn't hit you again, so you don't need the restraining order anymore. Like, the whole... you're just on your own kind of as a woman if you're going through this. And I was talking about this with some people The other day about that this new trend on TikTok of women being like, there are human traffickers operating in the Target parking lot of Tiger, New Jersey. And here is how you know if you're about to be human trafficked. And it's like, girl, if you're ever going to be human trafficked, it's going to be by either a partner or a family member.
Or Diddy.
Like,
or and a celebrity, ever, I guess, really is what I'm saying. Or someone with like massive power.
But it's like, allegedly. And if, I mean, he was trafficking. He wasn't sneaking up on women with a giant sack and pouncing on them in the parking lot and throwing them in the trunk. You know what I mean? Like, it's much more insidious. Like, the crimes that happen against women are from people they know, people they have decided to hang out with because they assume that people aren't going to traffic them or beat them or whatever. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. This has nothing to do with astrology, what I'm saying, but it's just some things I've been thinking about while I've been kind of going down an OJ rabbit hole over the last day or so, because all these people are like, what does it say about celebrities in America and fame and money and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I don't know. It's kind of just like a generic story of a horrific man beating and possibly killing his wife.
Yeah. And I was thinking about that too. Like, I think it's an interesting, because one of the things I was thinking about is like how interesting, like that, you know, it's innocent until proven guilty. In this case, he was actually, he wasn't proven innocent, but I guess there was not enough. What's the word?
Evidence.
Damning evidence. But like, there's a proof. There's like a legal, now we need Jeff. Like,
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Just
whatever. It doesn't matter. There was not enough proof that he, without a doubt, committed the murder. So he actually was innocent until proven innocent. And yet, I think it's interesting as a society, I was thinking in my head, like, why as a society did we never actually buy his innocence from top to bottom? And I think it is because actually his reputation precedes him, aside from being a great football player and actually kind of a funny actor, a guy with a lot of riz. Ultimately, yeah, he was abusive.
Yeah, his Leo and Cancer possession really comes in when you look at the timeline of his new girlfriend, Paula Barbieri, who ended up becoming like sort of a surrogate mother nursemaid to him in a really twisted way. She broke up with him either the day before or the morning of the murder. So,
oh, wow. So he was like really, also that thing about cancer mancers too, is like, and cancers in general, like they're covertly highly controlling. And it's like, oh, so he was in a moment where he was like literally losing all control.
He was dating someone new and the new girlfriend dumped him the day that he killed her. And I think part of the reason she broke up with him, I don't know if she said this to him outright, but part of the reason she broke up with him was because she knew she was going to be playing second fiddle to Nicole, like as long as Nicole was alive.
He was obsessed with Nicole. They started dating when she was 19.
18. She was 18.
Fuck.
And he was 30. Like, come on. She never lived she was barely an adult. She had never lived an adult life when they started dating. She was like a waitress or something who was living on her friend's couch. So this woman, Paula Barbieri, she basically was like, I don't want to play second fiddle to your ex-wife. Like, I'm out of here. And then after the murder took place, he called Paula and was like, you know, just trying to get her back.
He was hitting her up.
Yeah, which I'm sure his team probably was like, this is proof that he didn't do it with Nicole. Like, he didn't kill Nicole because he was fixating on Paula. And it's like, no, like, this is a man we're talking about. It actually absolutely makes sense that he would murder his ex-wife and 3 seconds later be doing a booty call to his ex-girlfriend. Like, have you met a man? Like, why would why would he not do that?
1000%. And even if his team was like, yeah, hit Paula up, it's like, okay, so then are we calling this like a PR attempt at reconciliation to make the case that he was actually into Paula? It's like, no.
Right, exactly. Like, I'm sure he was into everyone he cheated on Nicole with, and he was also still obsessed with Nicole the entire time that he knew her.
Completely obsessed.
Here's who I want to know about, and who I thought of, as I'm sure most Bravo fans did the minute they heard the news, Faye Resnick, the morally corrupt Faye Resnick, in the words of Camille Grammer. I want to know what Faye's signs are, what her chart is. Can you look it up?
Because I can.
I think Faye is so interesting because she tried so hard to, she thought she was helping Nicole. I do believe that she genuinely thought she was helping Nicole by...
Fred, can you remind me what... I don't remember exactly... Can you remind me the timeline of events? Like, what did she do again?
She wrote a book. And the book went into really deep detail about her friendship with Nicole. She revealed that Nicole did coke once in a while. She revealed a few different like affairs that Nicole had. She revealed that she and Nicole made out once while they were like at her house with Erotica by Madonna blasting. Obviously, when this happened, that's why Camille called her the morally corrupt Faye Resnick. Everyone thought she was just selling out her dead friend so that she could get a book deal. But I think Faye is, I won't be surprised if she has a lot of Pisces in there, because I think she's a total loosey-goosey flower child kind of girl who didn't think that anyone would judge. Like, she was like, you know, I went to rehab for coke. Nicole only did it once in a while. Like, to her, she's like, Nicole's an upstanding citizen. She only did coke sometimes. Do you know what I mean? And like, I don't think she would have, I think Faye is so non-judgmental that she thought that no one would judge Nicole for all these revelations. Like, she thought she was humanizing her friend and showing people why she loved her so much. And in turn, they would love her so much, but it completely backfired. And she also posed for Playboy in the aftermath of the trial, which, again, I think she just was like, I'm beautiful and I love beauty and sex. Why not pose for Playboy? But to everyone else, it was like, what? You're posing for Playboy when you're only famous because your friend got nearly decapitated? So right. She read the whole situation so wrong, but I love her. I'm obsessed with her. I don't know. I just think she is such a character. And I don't know why she's ever been full-time on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, she hasn't? That seems like an odd... What a funny thing to go, like, write a book exploiting your best friend's murder and then go on Playboy, but to be like, I'm not going to be a Real Housewife. It's like, that's the perfect job for you.
I don't know if... I don't think they've offered it to her.
Do you think it's because maybe it... Well, no, because I guess... Chris, but I wonder if there's some kind of like, I wonder if she has a reputation of like, in, like being tacky. I don't know. Like, it is a tacky thing that she did. But they're all tacky, right? That's the whole thing. Yeah. I don't know.
You would think that someone who was that closely related to the OJ trial would be the biggest get in the world. And she's good friends with Kathy Hilton and she's good friends with Kris Jenner. Like, she, I don't know on whose side the no is coming from. You know what I mean? Like, but she's been a friend of on many seasons, which is usually a pretty good indication that the person would be down to be cast full time if it crossed their desk. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, I'm looking at Faye Resnick's chart and there's a picture of a young Faye Resnick. Like, boy, is she gorgeous, huh?
Beautiful.
Fuck. Beautiful woman. Like, whoa. Really think she's stunning. Wow. So it's interesting. I have both Faye and Nicole's charts here. What I find fascinating is number one, Faye Resnick, sun sign, Cancer.
No way.
So I would imagine that on some level, there was like a Faye versus OJ element throughout the relationship where they probably on some level were like covertly trying to possess her or like own her or like be the keepers of this like goddess.
Yeah, jockeying for control.
Jockeying for control. I also think it's interesting that Faye Resnick has a Libra moon. And you know who else has a Libra moon? Nicole Brown Simpson.
That makes sense. Totally get why they made out.
Totally get why they made out. Totally get why they're obsessed with sort of beauty and the superficial. I also get why both Faye and Nicole as Libra moons could justify other people's bad behavior or even their own bad behavior, because that's sort of, I mean, Libra is as dual bodied as Gemini. Like, Aquarius is multi.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Multi-dual, it's like a billion bodied, it's poly-bodied, but both Gemini and Libra are dual-bodied air energies. So the thing about both of these energies is that you can kind of make a case for, you can justify a lot of things based on wanting to keep the peace, wanting to make love and beauty and art, wanting to deny it. Like, even though at best Libra does represent justice and Libra does represent just beauty and Venusian excellence in all forms, it also can represent complete and total bullshit, because there's almost this deference to, like, or like deferring to the other person in a way to make peace. Like, oh, like, he's not so bad, or she's not so bad, or what I'm doing is not so bad, because you can, if you can justify it, then okay, like, keep the peace and make something beautiful out of it.
Yeah, yeah. I keep thinking about the Libras in my life and how things will come to pass with them. What is her, what are her other big ones?
So we don't have a rising sign for Faye. Get her on the Housewives. We got to get a time. But I will say this. I could totally see her being a Pisces rising. Yeah, Nicole also was a Pisces rising, which I think is interesting because of OJ's Pisces moon. Faye has her Mars, her fight energy, what drives her, what motivates her, how she acts out, how she expresses herself in Leo. So for her to take her friend's murder and spin it into a book and a Playboy cover shoot is very Mars in Leo.
And she does not consider that to be unethical. And it's not on its face. I mean, the thing is, this happened in the 90s, which was like peak time for, it was a time when, you know, we had gotten away from the sexual repression of everything leading up to the 60s. We were much more open. We were much more likely to dive into the salacious details about things. But we still hated women. Like, it was still very much like, no, but also everything is a woman's fault. Like, it's not ever going to not be women's fault. And, like, people were almost angrier at Faye Resnick than they were at OJ.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And it's still happening today with a lot of people. I mean, you won't see it in mass media, in mainstream media as much, but you will see it on social media. I saw a tweet from a guy today. The worst thing OJ ever did was unleash the Kardashians on the world. And it's like, he,
how insulting.
He, like, even if you don't think he murdered his wife, he beat her for 15 years. Like, she called the cops like 5 times on him. And
yeah,
they kept letting him get away with it because
he's OJ.
And because he's a man. It's not because he's OJ. Like, part of it, sure, maybe because he's OJ, but do you know how many times a day in the 90s women were calling the cops? And then when the cops show up and see the black eye and the husband is like, everything is fine, they're just like, okay, I guess because a man said everything is fine, everything is fine. Like, it's
right.
It's just crazy to see some people still keeping that up to this day. Like, no, the worst thing he did was not make it so that the Kardashians would have a reality show. That is... Right. It's not the worst thing he did.
I might argue it's the best thing he did.
Yeah. So obviously it's like a given now for all, in all areas of pop culture expertise and criticism, that the OJ Simpson trial was sort of the template for reality TV. It set the wheels in, like, reality TV already existed, but this kind of set the wheels in motion for, like, oh, what is going on with these super rich people in LA? What are they doing day to day? Like, these women are just, you know, ladies who lunching and things like that. Like, they are like, who are these people? And Vanity Fair one time did a whole big story about it, which you can find in their archives. But what you can't find is the graphic that they put with it, which was so amazing. It was this big spider web graphic with OJ in the middle, and it shot out. It was probably 15 years ago. And I don't know why I still remember it, just because it was so good. All the little web, like, you know, tendrils, I guess they're not tendrils, but I can't think of any other word, were just the big leading to people on the biggest reality TV shows of the time. And it was just crazy. It wasn't just the Kardashians. It was Brody Jenner, who had a show before the Kardashians. It was like so many people, because OJ was friends with Caitlyn Jenner, who tweeted good riddance about his death. So it's just really interesting how it kind of, I don't know, like someone is blaming him for the Kardashian empire, but it's like, no, also we still can't even blame women for the things that they are good at. Like you know, it's like the Kardashians being successful, that's due to a man. But
that's ridiculous. Well, it's like, for the record though, like Brody Jenner is not still on reality TV. Like actually the man reality empires don't actually have long-term sustainability because they're actually simply not as interesting.
Right. Exactly. Unless they're a villain. Do you want to know also the thing I actually thought about before I thought about Faye Resnick was this announcement. It's funny. OJ Simpson is verified on Twitter. He was really paying $4.99 to Elon Musk before he died.
He would, though. Leo Rising, he's like, I'm verified.
Yeah. Do you remember his, like, when he first joined Twitter, he would post these videos of him, like, talking to the camera at the golf course. It was just like, you are completely shameless. I mean, it's so
shameless.
Rare. It's so rare to really see, like, a con artist sociopath cooking. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's because usually, if you know someone is a sociopath, con artist, murderer, it's because they got caught and they're going to jail. And you're never going to see a Twitter video from them. But he got away with it. So just to see him creating content as if he were a normal person, chipper and happy on the golf course was, oh my God, so weird, so deeply weird. But the thing about his tweet is, on April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, had succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren.
I think for their own sanity, the Simpson children would absolutely have to. In the same way Paris Jackson is like, step up off my dad. I understand when kids blindly support their parent for their own sanity. But like, I get that.
Murdered their mom.
But it wasn't proven in court, and I could see them convincing themselves, like, I don't know, I might lie to myself about that too if I actually had to spend the rest of my life living and taking the money from that parent.
The money might be a big part of it. Also, the tweet doesn't specify which children, so maybe it was only the children from the previous marriage, maybe. I don't know, because he did have three from a previous marriage. And also, I can imagine a world where your dad leaves your mom for an 18-year-old blonde woman and you hate her for the rest of your life. And then, like, of course you're going to believe that. I do understand you're going to believe your dad is innocent because you already hated the woman, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, her two actual kids, Sydney and Jason, oh, man, I wouldn't want to be in their heads. This is really funny. I searched for Sydney Brooks' Simpson, and it says people also search for children of Robert Kardashian. Can you imagine Googling children of Robert Kardashian? That's so funny.
Right.
Like, you don't know the children, you only know of him, and you're like, I wonder if he ever had kids. So funny.
What's also interesting astrologically is that Nicole was a Taurus sun.
I don't want to go too far into the astrology of Nicole because that actually does feel a little bit in poor taste, but I'm sure there's stuff you're dying to say.
The one thing that I think is worth noting is that her son in Taurus is exactly on his midheaven, his legacy in Taurus. So, like, in whatever way, her being, her personhood is what he will forever be known for beyond any achievement other than that.
Damn. Well, that's a bummer.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is.
Apparently, he used to be really mean to her when she was pregnant because she started gaining weight.
Cool. He's a sociopath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a horrible person. And I just think the way that everything he did to her escalated over time and culminated with her death is just, I don't know. The thing that I keep saying that's so sad about it is, like, it is completely, it happens this way all the time. Every single day, this is happening in the world in the same right. exact way. It's so predictable and it's so, it follows such a pattern. These men who behave this way, they start with comments about your weight. They are unfaithful. They emotionally abuse you. And then it picks up to physical. Like it just follows such a pattern. And the most upsetting part of it is just how many times she actually did ask for help and yeah. how many times she was turned away and it was minimized. And the fact that she had parents who were married, who were together. She was from an intact, supportive family unit. She had money. Yes, it was from him, but you still, you know, there are ways to separate the money out and like talk to lawyers or whatever. Like nothing can, my point is just that nothing can save you from this. Like you don't have to be a vulnerable person for this to take root. And that is the most annoying, stupid thing that people say when you tell someone that you or someone you know has been involved in like an abusive situation and they say, oh, but you always seemed so strong. That is so fucking stupid. It makes me want to punch a wall. It makes me want to be abusive to a wall.
Reactive abuse. You're not abusive. You're reactively yes. abusing. Reactionary abuse. And I do think that it's, yeah, like it's unfortunate that this parable, the story of Nicole, like she's a great example of why, like, it's like, oh yeah, I get why people are afraid to leave. Like when women are afraid to leave abusive marriages and they're like, he's going to kill me. It's like, well, yeah. yeah.
He told her he was going to kill her and he did. Allegedly. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, like it. And if people are like, you know, one of the other narratives that was really big back then was like, she gave as good as she got. Like she was seen slapping him in public once or twice. Like she was.
I'm sure he deserved it.
Like less than half the size of him. And he was abusing her in private and she was screaming out for help. She was calling the cops and the cops were refusing to do anything about it. Like, of course she was trying to externalize this and she was doing it so that people would see and be like, hey, something's yes. fucked up over there, you know? And still nobody saw, nobody cared. People saw, but they would minimize it and they would just be like, no, 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 it's fine.
I do think it's bizarre that Robert was a part of his legal team. That like really, like as great a guy as he must have been, I just feel like that is like, that's almost in worse taste than doing a Playboy shoot about it.
Right. Because as Bethany Frankel loves to say, you can't play smart and dumb at the same time. Robert Kardashian right. was not dumb. And like the evidence was so overwhelming. It really is so bizarre that he was down to do that. And like Robert Kardashian was rich on his
so
own.
So bizarre.
He didn't need
so
OJ's bizarre. Money, you know? Like, I understand wanting to help your friend, but not when one bloody glove was at the scene of the crime and the other one was at his house. I mean, sorry, you're going to have to find a different lawyer. Like, how? How do you right. do that?
And, like, how did Chris and the kids... Like, I feel like I would be as angry at my father about that like as anything. The Kardashians have like this, you know, like selective amnesia about it because it's like all you hear them talk about is like what a great guy he was. And it's like, I don't know. I think that would really piss me off if I was Chris or the kids. And were they already divorced during the trial?
Yes.
Chris and Robert?
Or no. I don't know. Well, Chris claims now that was one of the final straws actually in their relationship, that she was so disgusted with him defending OJ. But I think that's a little bit of revisionist history. I don't know because
I do too.
I don't know why. I just feel like I think they had other marital problems before all of that happened.
Well, she was like a serial cheater and talks about it all the time.
Right. Which is insane as well. The Kardashians also, I mean, Robert Kardashian Sr. sort of laid out a template for them in terms of brushing over bad men's bad behavior. They do it with every man in the family now. They will cover for them and they will minimize it and just pretend it's not happening and stick up for them. Like I guess it's not that surprising because, well, maybe it is surprising that he did it to begin with. And instead of being disgusted, the daughters all said, okay, that's what we do. That's what we do.
Right. Like, I mean, as far as I understand, Tristan lives with Chloe and Caitlin and Lamar Odom have a new podcast.
What?
Wild.
Wild.
And I want to just say, I just looked it up. Kris Jenner, Robert Kardashian divorce happened before Nicole and OJ were even divorced. It has nothing to do with their divorce. They okay. divorced in 1991. And okay. Nicole and OJ divorced in 1992. I mean, maybe they were fighting about, like, why are you still friends with this monster who's hurting my friend? But either way, it had nothing to do with the trial.
Oh, yeah, that must be what I'm thinking of. That, like, because, like, Nicole's friends did know what was going on. Like, Faye and Kris would have known that he was abusive.
Abusing her, yeah.
And there's nothing you can do. Because, like, that's the other thing. When you're with someone who's abusive, they get their hooks in to your psyche to such yep. an extent that no one can convince you that you need to leave, you know? So, like, you can have everything going for you in the world. You can have a great support network. You can have great friends. You can have a great family. You can have friends whose husbands are the most powerful attorneys in LA and would be able to get you plenty of stuff in the divorce. And but like it still isn't going to help you or make you leave, you know?
Well, but they did make her leave. It just ultimately is what killed her. Like, I don't know if he would have murdered her had he just stayed privately abusing her at home, which he liked. She did leave. And
yeah, that's true.
She's living out the modern trope of like, if I leave, he'll kill me. Yeah, he did. And it's fucking horrible. I mean, I guess, like, per your point, all there is to do as your girlfriend in that moment is just like, all you can do is make out. I don't, you know,
I think it's an eternal trope that mm-hmm. if I leave, he'll kill me. And then it happens. What a bummer. Okay. Well, I think that's probably pretty much everything. Don't you think?
I will say this. I did go on Twitter, which is a rare thing for me, but I did enjoy, I liked Mark Norman's, I sent it to you. It was a quote. I didn't do it. And it was a quote from Cancer.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
I liked it. I liked it.
Yeah. There have been some good tweets for sure.
I at the very least, I hope that his children feel a sense of relief in whatever way where like, they just don't have to, like they may start to be able to process and grieve like in a more robust way than they ever would have been able to while he was still alive and probably footing many bills.
God, imagine that dam breaking though. Oh my God. I hope they don't process it. I hope they stay in their
right,
little
I guess that's the
bubble
thing.
Because
right. Just... I get why they would be there on his deathbed, if anything, because to actually come to terms with the fact that your father did this to your mother or even your father did this to his next wife is just an unbelievable cross to bear.
And to know that you then lived out the rest of his life being close with him and treating yeah. him the way a good dad deserves to be treated. Like,
right. The guilt.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, I do know that I believe Sydney and Justin they moved to Florida after all this happened. And I think they were raised by like their aunts and grandmothers and like grandparents. But I do know they still had a relationship with OJ in whatever way. And yeah, I get that deep denial. And I think it probably is for mental health purposes.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure. Okay. Join the Patreon, patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast. This was a heavy episode, not a lot of laughs, but there's usually are some.
I would say per what you were saying before, we're both good people because if there's ever been coke, it's occasional. So that's great.
Right.
But come back next time for something
funnier and better.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It was just a bummer. It's been unrelenting darkness in the celeb news world. Like, it's been months of this. I'm telling you. Like, I can't deal with it anymore. I'm so sick of it. I'm over it. And that's why we're debuting a brand new format next week, which I think everyone's going to really like.
I agree. Chart Twins coming soon.
Yeah, we're going to lighten this bitch up.
Yeah. And also, we also have some Patreons in the can. So definitely join to see our reemergence into the private podcast space.
Yes. Put some money in our can so that we can keep making a podcast. Patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.